Darkness fell, and Penrod knelt in his corner of the courtyard. The Agajie Kabel al-Din was his guard that night. He sat nearby, with his back against the wall and his sheathed sword across his lap. The muscles in Penrod's arms were cramping so violently that he had to bite his lip to stop himself screaming. The blood in his mouth tasted bitter and metallic. Eventually, he slipped into a dark, numb sleep. When he woke, he heard a woman's soft laughter nearby. It was a vaguely familiar sound. Then the woman whispered salaciously, "The enormity of your manhood terrifies me, but I am brave enough to endure it." Incredibly, Penrod realized that it was Nazira. What was she doing here, he wondered. He opened his eyes. She was lying on her back in the moonlight with her skirts drawn up to her armpits. Kabel al-Din was kneeling between her parted thighs, about to mount her, oblivious to everything about him. Yakub came over the wall as silently as a moth. As Kabel al-Din humped his back over Nazira, Yakub sunk the point of his dagger into the nape of the man's neck. With the expertise of long practice, he found the juncture of the third and fourth vertebra and severed the spinal column. Al-Din stiffened, then collapsed soundlessly on Nazira. She pushed aside his limp body and rolled out from beneath him. Then she scrambled to her feet, pulling down her skirts as she came to help Yakub, who was stooped over Penrod. With the blood-smeared dagger, Yakub cut the thongs that pinioned his arms, and Penrod almost screamed as the blood coursed back into his starved arteries and veins. While Nazira took the weight of the yoke to prevent it crushing Penrod's larynx, Yakub cut the thongs at the back of his neck. Between them, they lifted it off. "Drink." Nazira held a small glass flask to his lips. "It will deaden the pain." With three gulps, Penrod swallowed the contents. The bitter taste of laudanum was unmistakable. They helped him to his feet and half carried him to the wall. Yakub had left a rope in place. While Nazira propped him up, Yakub settled the loop on the end of the rope under Penrod's armpits. As he straddled the top of the wall and heaved on the rope, Nazira pushed from below and they hoisted Penrod over. He fell in a heap on the far side. Nazira slipped quietly away in the direction of the harem. Yakub dropped down beside Penrod and hauled him onto his numb feet. At first, their progress towards the riverbank was torturously slow, but then the laudanum took effect and Penrod pushed away Yakub's hands. "In future, do not stay away so long, tardy Yakub," he mumbled, and Yakub giggled at the jest. Penrod broke into a shambling run towards the river, where he knew the felucca was waiting to take them across.